Now, a new centre which will give more children with visual impairments and additional disabilities access to equine services has been, and equine activities has been opened in Dublin. The centre was funded by the family and friends of Jack de Bromhead, the 13-year-old jockey who died at a race meeting here in Kerry in 2022. Horse trainer Henry de Bromhead and his wife Heather and daughters Georgia and Mia attended the official opening of his facility at Child Vision Campus in Drumcondra in North Dublin. And with me on the line now to talk about this in more detail is Lucy Dillon, who's Equine Services Manager at the Jack de Bromhead Equine Services Centre in Dublin. Lucy, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us in the programme this morning. Everyone in Kerry's thoughts are still with the de Bromhead family for the tragedy which visited on them a number of years ago here, but they were very happy and very proud of the day when your centre opened.
Yes, it was officially opened on Friday and it was a lovely day to do this legacy for Jack in his name and continue the work that we do here in Child Vision.
So what do you do, Lucy, there? How does this work for people?
So what we have is a service, we call the service Equine Assisted Activities because it covers both mounted and unmounted activities with the horse. We don't teach people to ride, that's not what we do. We use the movement of the horse and the effect it has on the body from a neurological, physical, emotional and sensory impact.
What sort of a response have you got from the children who've used the centre?
So we have some amazing responses really for the children, from our internal services, for a child with a visual impairment to be able to get up onto a horse and move through the world on a par with everybody else and at a speed as well as other people is huge. And then also the whole sensory input thing. Getting up on a horse is very regulating to your sensory system because you get lots of what's called proprioception, which is sensory input of your awareness of your body, which if you have a visual impairment, your proprioceptive input and your sensory input can be very much affected, as you know, our vision is our biggest sense. We also offer the service to external clients. The majority of those would be children, autistic children and their families. And again, it's the sensory input and then the neurological input that it has on the brain, the calming effect on the body, which then enables the brain to be open up to learning so we can work on communication, speech, social skills, etc., etc.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, from that point of view, it's obviously takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of money to keep a centre like that going, I'd imagine, Lucy.
It does, because of our location. So our location is amazing because we are in the heart of Dublin city centre. I don't know, we are literally half a mile away from Crow Park. And so we see children from our own services here in Child Vision, but we also see all the children from all the autistic units from Dublin One. And various schools within the city centre who would never access a service like this if it wasn't in the city centre. But obviously running horses in the city centre is expensive. We have to pay to have our muck taken away. It's expensive to have our hay delivered. So it is a lot more expensive service than if it was being run in a rural area.
On a stud farm or something like that.
Exactly,
no, family
yes.
and friends of the de Bromheads helped fund the indoor centre, almost 1,400 square metres. So that was it's just a magnificent development to have and to be able to run your services.
It is fantastic. We've been in it about 2 weeks now, and the stables are inside the building as well. The horses are absolutely loving it because the stables are designed specifically for their welfare as well. So they can all touch each other over the walls and and be very sociable with each other. They're a very tight little herd, the horses that we have here. And then also as well, the yard is purpose. It's all purpose built, so it's disability friendly. It's visual impairment friendly. It's also wheelchair access and for someone with limited mobility as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I know Jack de Bromhead was speaking on Friday. He said, look, they're blown away with what everyone has done. It's kids laughing, having fun, ponies. That was Jack. That was him and his life. He had an amazing life and fitted a lot in. And he'd be so proud of this. So that must be a great feeling that what you've achieved so far there, would it?
Absolutely. Like the de Bromhead family have been amazing and all the other donors. They really understand what we do here. and we hope it's going to be a long-term relationship between us all. We also feel a great responsibility here to carry on and expand our service, run the service. We're having the indoor arena means we can run the service in all weathers, whereas previously a lot of our children would be immunocompromised, so we would have to cancel if the weather was bad. And then also it means we can run the service late into the evenings in the winter as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, Lucy, look, continued success with it. Childvision.ie is the website to go to if people want more information or want to support as well. So, Lucy, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about it in the programme this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
There you go, brilliant stuff. That is the centre there named for Jack de Bromhead, Lucy Dillon, Equine Services Manager at the Jack de Bromhead Centre there in Child Vision in Dublin. So there you go, brilliant story, brilliant idea as well, and great services for people and for kids who need them right in the heart of Dublin City Centre.